Good morning. Welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities and also quality of life issues here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is J.M. Matos from Table One. Good morning, J.M.
Good morning to you.
Thank you so much for being here. Listeners, Table One, if you haven't been downtown yet, was the old cottage, but is now Table One with new face, new menu, new look, new atmosphere. So let's talk a little bit about that, J.M.
By all means. Yeah, we pride ourselves in spearheading something called Progressive American Classics, where we basically take some of the old staples, for example, the soup, the tomato soup, and the grilled cheese, and basically just do a modern twist on it. For example, the soup itself will be smoked tomatoes versus just a regular tomato. And we keep going and try to progress accordingly to what our clientele tells us what they're looking for, and also by researching, doing a lot of homework behind the scenes, and reliving some of the old stuff that's been around for generations, and it's good, hearty, soul type of food.
So obviously, Table One, we are, listeners, talking about that restaurant. And JM, this is your first opportunity to own, manage, and direct an enterprise against which you have a tremendous background in food management, food preparation. But this is your opportunity to make your own mark
that
on the
correct
restaurant scene. Talk to me about the energy. We were talking before air about how things are moving forward in downtown Lancaster.
Well, it's been a blessing. It's always been my dream, being in the hospitality industry as an executive chef for 41 years or more. This has been one of my dreams, and obviously I am living the dream now. Coming to Lancaster and establishing myself in the downtown Lancaster area has been amazing. We need more positive energy. We need more people to get involved with whatever they're doing, whether they're selling food or selling basketballs. We need to bring back that karma, that mystique that once lived in Lancaster years ago, and it seems to have faded. And right now, I'm experiencing, especially this being the art walk times, a resurgence. We opened our doors on July 4th, not expecting to do one customer, yet alone the next day on July 5th, we were packed. July 6th, which was the weekend, we were packed again. And it has just rocketed. And it's such a surprise. But the feedback and the clientele base has been so receptive to what we're doing, from anything from decor to actual food items that they're experiencing, to the vibe, to the atmosphere. I think that's the most positive point of being a success.
Okay. For those listeners that haven't been downtown yet, let's offer them up that address and also your operating hours as they stand now.
Well, the address is 157 West Main Street, and the operating hours right now are 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Sunday. On Saturdays and Sundays, we keep our breakfast open until 11:30 in the morning, and on Sunday, we do a Sunday brunch. We are also going to be open for specialty dinners, wine tasting dinners, artisan beers, microbrewery-type affairs. And we're also available for catering events because I'm a licensed caterer and full-service caterer at the same time. We'd like to promote our evenings for specialty dinners such as, such as perhaps like new Moscatos coming out, microbrewery beers which are in vogue, anything that's fun. You know, we'd like to bring perhaps the artist-painter type into our actual restaurant and have a painting done while you have dinner.
We'd
like to customize certain things in certain events also. So we have a whole barrage of ideas that we really want to put our energies forward on. It's just a question now, just finding the time. This being week one has been very, very, very hectic, to say the least.
Well, you commented that it was not that slow, steady rise you expected, but you took off like a rocket ship or one of those coasters at Cedar Point.
Absolutely.
0 to 60 before you could blink your eye.
Beyond my wildest dream, I never imagined that we would have taken off so quickly and so positively.
Okay.
The community has really opened their arms and accepted us.
Well, you'd think, I guess it's because there comes a time when we just don't want to cook at home and we want to go out for that different experience. And so downtown Lancaster now is offering table one for those who choose right now from 8 to 3. But how can they keep abreast of your upcoming specialty events?
We're in the process of designing our own web page right now, but through the internet media, i.e. Facebook, which has been another blessing to us, and through thanks to our children, who are very, very Facebook savvy. We have Facebook table one that you can click on, and we will be posting. I try to religiously answer back all the feedback, all the comments, and I try to keep people abreast of what's going on in the near future.
And you are table one, one being a numeric one and not spelled out.
That is correct. Number one in service, number one in food, number one in guest experience.
Wonderful. And so staffing, how if people were interested in looking for a job, could they just come straight in or do they have to go? Is there a process?
Well, the process, of course, you have to fill out an application. But mm-hmm. to be honest with you, we've been very, very fortunate that the staff that has come has been through word of mouth. We carry approximately, I'd say, probably close to 10 to 12 people right now, which we only have a 65-seat restaurant. But the energies and the staff members are what really makes the experience also.
And your customers have the opportunity now to sit outside as well as inside, or is that coming yet?
That's coming. We're looking to see if we can possibly do put some tables outside because space is obviously has a premium. And also individuals' time, lunch time is a busy time, but it's also a limited window of opportunity. So we try to maximize our seating. That's something we're looking to do. We'll definitely put some tables out there maybe, you know, in the near future, perhaps in the fall would be nice too.
Right. Well, and as you mentioned, the festival. So you are doing the art walk. You
that
are going
correct.
To be open for the art walk.
That is correct. We're doing a limited menu for the art walk. We're also tenting our rear parking lot for overflow seating that evening.
Okay.
We'll be open from 6 p.m. to approximately 9:30, 10 o'clock, somewhere around there.
Okay.
And so we'll have inside seating. We'll also have tent seating in the back.
So have you experienced a downtown art walk?
The art walk itself, this is going to be my first time.
Okay.
I've heard
amazing things
about it, but I'm sure the magnitude of it is, unless you experience it, it can't be really truthfully explained.
It cannot to imagine them closing off Main Street and seeing 5,000 of your nearest and dearest friends, because it is a tremendous gathering. So we want our listeners to be aware that this is an additional opportunity for checking out table one, checking out the menu, and granted that evening is going to be limited.
Correct.
But they can certainly peruse the existing menu while they're there.
That's the idea. Why not? Just to get them a feel, take a look at the decor, what we've done to the location, to the actual establishment, the restaurant, and feel the vibe and ask questions on our wait staff. Ask me questions. I'm there. You know, like I said, I may try to touch every person that comes through the door.
We may not have mentioned it, listeners, but JM is not only the owner of Table One, but is the head cook, chief cook.
And bottle washer.
What are you finding challenging about owning this first business? Anything?
I think the biggest challenge is not having the vision or the lack of experience. I think the biggest challenge is trying to make sure that every detail is addressed ahead of time and try to be as proactive as you can versus having to be reactive. The growing pains, unfortunately, certain things do not always go your way. And how do you have to go about circumventing or fixing them, I think, is the biggest challenge every day.
Right. But every day is a positive experience.
Oh, most definitely. No, most definitely. It's been tremendous. I mean, again, I try to touch every table that comes in through the door. Sometimes I'm successful. Sometimes I'm a little bit too busy because we have to concentrate, obviously, on food.
But, that's absolutely right.
But that being said, I can't. It goes beyond words.
Right.
It really is.
And how important, JM, is that business plan to any new entrepreneur?
Well, to be truthful, Linda, I think to be honest with you, you never question your ability. You never want to question your talent or your vision. However, the first thing you question is do you have enough support mechanism, i.e. from your significant other, family, friends, as well as from the financial end of the equation. And I was scared to even attempt to do something like that because I didn't feel I was strong enough in the financial side. And
right.
I will say this has come together far faster than I ever thought. We are now open, but the processes that I went through were very, very pleasing. And
right.
for somebody who's been an industry veteran for so many years, it was an area that really, to be honest with you, scared me.
Well, the numbers are scary, and finances and making sure that you have adequate financing to that you've identified your project, that you realize your costs, and that you do secure the partnerships in financing.
I can't agree with you more. The partnerships that we have had and the people that we have met before we opened the doors, I think that was the biggest fear factor.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that the processes have been very, very easy. People have been accommodating. The process length has been very, very short-lived, and everybody has been very, very proactive because they also have also bit into the vision that what I am trying to establish.
Wonderful. What else do you want to tell your listeners about Table One?
You know, it's a two-way street. It's not my way or the highway, believe it or not. I try to absorb and I need to know negative as well as positive feedback. Negative experience, I can't do anything about 2, 3, 4, 5 days. The only thing I can ask is for forgiveness. If I'm made aware of some of the shortcomings that I'm dealing with on the spot, we can be proactive and correct them accordingly. And also, I'd like to hear from the people what they'd like to hear, what they'd like to see, perhaps what they'd like to eat. You know, I perhaps can't give it to you tomorrow or the next day, but I'll make a mental note of it. I've had some great ideas come from customers that, you know something? Even though I'm an industry veteran, it skipped my mind. And so I guess the best feedback that you can get is from your customer base. So I ask the people, you know, hey, shoot a line through the Facebook or through the webpage when we get it up. Or even if you come into the restaurant, hey, jot it down on a piece of paper. Let the waitress or waiter know. You know, if I'm not too busy, by all means, stop me. I want to hear the negative as well as the positive.
Wonderful. Well, listen, JM, our time has quickly flown by this morning. But listeners, be aware, Table One is now added to your destination downtown Lancaster. Thank you for being with us today, and we'd like to thank WFCO for the time to share information. Be sure to tune in again next time where the advantage we talk about might be yours.